This is not Radio 4 at all. In 10 minutes, Jonathan Eglin will be along, and this week he'll be in the West End looking at the new production of Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, an unusual production in that this is both musical and performed by sea lions. That's the Arts programme in 10 minutes' time. Firstly, more farming adventures with the Bowyers. This episode marks the departure of Paul Ryland, who has produced the show for the last 5 years, and as regular followers of the blog will know, was sacked for product placement.
Well, you'll be wanting to get back to your farming duties, Obadiah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I can't have you hanging around here all day performing emergency coronary bypasses.
Oh.
You should get back to your farming duties.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Bowyer. I've been very strenuous with those 5 improvised operations. It's a good thing I have my coronary surgery badge from the Scouts.
It was also very good that I did the washing up as well.
Oh, yes, it was, yeah.
Can't have you operating with dirty cutlery, could we?
Obadiah Farming Person.
Why, that be me.
Obadiah Farming Person, I'm arresting you for the theft of clothes from the washing lines on the 12th of this month.
So it was you, Obadiah.
Be innocent, I tell you.
You who stole my camisole and my cardigan.
Tell the world, Mrs. Bowyer.
Oh.
I'm innocent.
Well, if you're innocent, we'll say no more about it. Sorry to bother you.
Well, that was close.
Ah.
It's a good job that justice prevailed.
But although I've been exonerated, Mrs. Bowyer, somewhere out there, the phantom washing line thief is out there. I intend to spring into action and unmask this foul criminal. If it's the last thing I do, right after I've gone back to the farm and taken delivery of that expensive truck of dung.
Best not keep you, then.
Oh, Jeff. Any news with the old,
tractor?
Yes, tractor, that's it, yes.
Well, as far as I can see, Chief, you'll have to replace those pots there, and those pots over there will definitely need replacing. They're very difficult pots to replace. I don't even know if I can replace them. I will try, though. They definitely need replacing.
Well, she's an old girl, like one of the family, really. I'd hate to have to sell her off at scrap.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Like I did with Mother.
No, she's safe in mine, so I just do a little bit of magic, you know.
Yes, it would certainly be a nightmare running this farm without my tractor.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you borrow my Ford Fiesta? It's as good as a tractor, with its comfortable seating, ABS brakes, power steering and 5B box. You've got a bargain there. Interest-free credit, plus for a limited time only, you can enjoy the quadraphonic sound with the built-in sound system that doesn't come as standard and experience total driving bliss.
Well, that sounds very good. Will I be able to plough my fields with it, though?
That shouldn't be a problem with the steel tow bar, which comes as standard.
Excellent. How many bales of hay can I fit in the back of there?
Easily, you can fit 6 bales of hay, utilising the fold-down back seat.
Very good.
And indeed, the front passenger seat is capable of holding 2 extra bales.
That sounds very good.
So, I'll be repairing this tractor then.
Yes, yes, yes.
Clara!
Yes, John? What do you want?
I've just been doing the household accounts. It's terrible. I know when you married me,
Yes.
You were a nymphomaniac then.
Yes.
And I cured you with my love.
Yes, you did, John.
We can no longer afford all these servants. The 6 butlers, 5 gardeners, 3 houseboys, 2 shoe shines, and the stable boy. We haven't even got any stables.
But why can I tell them?
You'll have to tell them times are tight. They'll have to go somewhere else.
But they don't cost anything.
Oh, I know we don't have to pay for uniforms, what with you preferring them walking around nude all day. But we have to make savings somewhere.
There must be some other way we can make some money to keep these servants on.
Believe me, I've looked.
Perhaps if you die.
What?
Yes. With you dead, I could have as many servants as I like. All the money.
Well, I don't like the sound of this.
Councillor Newbold, it is my contention that you accepted monies from companies unknown to build that temple in the High Street, a temple which you yourself claimed would increase tourism from the Aztec communities throughout the world into Bunbridge, and which has singularly failed to do so. We do therefore think you are corrupt and, well, basically corrupt.
You cannot prove a thing.
We have a temple, we have the plans, we have the money, we have photographs of you accepting the money, we have receipts from your bank where you've paid in the money, and we have a photograph that you posted up on your Facebook site of you rolling around naked in the money.
Damn you, Facebook.
I think this is going to take some explaining, don't you, Councillor Newbold? Sorry?
I was just clearing my throat. Sorry.
As this is not an official tribunal, we are open to suggestions of how you can rectify this somewhat unfortunate situation. Any ideas?
No, I haven't, no.
No ideas at all?
No.
No ideas involving money?
So you want money, do you?
¶¶